A daughter's task.
Eponine? Eponine, where are you?
Maman's voice, loud and demanding. It grew louder as she climbed the stairs towards me. Then she threw open the door.
So, there you are.
She filled the doorway. She was tall as a man, much taller than Papa, with fleshy arms and legs. She stood with her hands on her hips and looked about her. In the stairwell behind her, a candle was glowing. It lit up the sides of her coppery hair. There was the single, impatient tap of her foot.
What's this? Sitting? Watching the rain as if there is nothing else to do?
She clicked her tongue.
You've got work tonight, my darling.
She walked over and took my hand. I stumbled off the window seat. With my hand in hers, I was pulled from the room. We went down the creaking stairs, past the dusty corners and the black speckles that the mice had left behind, past the cracked window. I felt its chilly draught.
Keep up!
Downstairs, the inn had only two rooms. One was the kitchen. It brimmed with frothing pots and pans. The sink was half full of brown water and vegetable peelings and lumps of fat. Meat, hams, rabbits, pheasants hung from hooks above my head. I didn't like this room. I never had. I hated its greasy walls and sticky floors, and I hated the cook who helped my mother sometimes, a sour-faced man who tugged the necks of hens and smiled when he heard the bones crack. I hurried through it. Above me, the rabbits swayed with their dead, glassy eyes. We came to the heavy oak door. Maman crouched.
Now, listen. The inn, she said, is full tonight. Full. We have the rain to thank for that. The road to Shell is flooded, so carts can't get through it, and even those travelling on foot would soak themselves to the knee. So here they all are, our travelling folk, unable to reach Paris and wanting a hot meal and bed.
She took my chin between her...